A random walk down Wall Street, the time-tested strategy for successful investing. By Burton G. Malkiel. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. A random walk down Wall Street, the time-tested strategy for successful investing by Burton G. Malkiel is a comprehensive guide to investing in the stock market. The book provides an overview of the stock market, its history, and the various strategies and techniques used by investors. It also provides advice on how to select stocks, mutual funds, and other investments, as well as how to manage risk. The book is written in an easy-to-understand style and is suitable for both novice and experienced investors. The book begins with an introduction to the stock market and its history. It then moves on to discuss the various types of investments available, such as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and ETFs. It also covers the basics of portfolio management, including diversification, asset allocation, and risk management. The book then provides an overview of the different types of stock analysis, such as fundamental analysis, technical analysis, and charting. The book then moves on to discuss the various strategies and techniques used by investors. It covers topics such as value investing, momentum investing, and index investing. It also provides advice on how to select stocks, mutual funds, and other investments. The book also provides an overview of the different types of stock analysis, such as fundamental analysis, technical analysis, and charting. The book concludes with a discussion of the various risks associated with investing in the stock market. It provides advice on how to manage risk, as well as how to protect yourself from fraud and other risks. The book also provides an overview of the different types of stock analysis, such as fundamental analysis, technical analysis, and charting. A Random Walk Down Wall Street, The Time-Tested Strategy for Successful Investing by Burton G. Malkiel is an essential guide for anyone interested in investing in the stock market. It provides an overview of the stock market, its history, and the various strategies and techniques used by investors. It also provides advice on how to select stocks, mutual funds, and other investments, as well as how to manage risk. The book is written in an easy-to-understand style and is suitable for both novice and experienced investors. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Investing in the stock market is a long-term strategy that can yield great returns. Idea summary. Investing in the stock market is a time-tested strategy that can be a great way to build wealth over the long term. It is important to understand the risks and rewards associated with investing in the stock market. Investing in the stock market is a time-tested strategy that can be a great way to build wealth over the long term. It is important to understand the risks and rewards associated with investing in the stock market. According to Burton G. Malkiel's book, A Random Walk Down Wall Street, The Time-Tested Strategy for Successful Investing, investing in the stock market is a long-term strategy that can yield great returns. However, it is important to remember that stock market investments can be volatile and that there is no guarantee of success. It is important to do your research and understand the risks associated with investing in the stock market before investing. Malkiel suggests that investors should diversify their portfolios and invest in a variety of stocks, bonds, and other investments. This will help to reduce the risk of investing in the stock market and increase the chances of success. He also suggests that investors should be patient and not try to time the market. Investing in the stock market is a long-term strategy, and it is important to stay invested for the long term in order to maximize returns. Overall, investing in the stock market can be a great way to build wealth over the long term. It is important to understand the risks and rewards associated with investing in the stock market and to diversify your portfolio in order to reduce risk and increase the chances of success. With patience and research, investing in the stock market can be a great way to build wealth over the long term. Main idea number 2. Diversification is key to successful investing. Idea summary: Diversifying your investments is an important part of successful investing. This means investing in a variety of different asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, and real estate, to reduce risk and maximize returns. Diversification is a key component of successful investing. By diversifying your investments, you can reduce the risk of losing money and increase the potential for higher returns. Diversification involves investing in a variety of different asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, and real estate. This allows you to spread your risk across different types of investments, so that if one type of investment performs poorly, the other investments can help to offset the losses. Additionally, diversifying your investments can help to reduce volatility, as different asset classes tend to perform differently in different market conditions. When diversifying your investments, it is important to consider your risk tolerance and investment goals. Different asset classes have different levels of risk and return, so it is important to choose investments that are appropriate for your individual situation. Additionally, it is important to periodically review your investments to ensure that they are still aligned with your goals and risk tolerance. By diversifying your investments, you can reduce risk and maximize returns, helping you to achieve your financial goals. Main idea number 3. Investing in index funds is a low-cost and efficient way to invest. Idea summary: index funds are a low-cost and efficient way to invest in the stock market. They provide broad exposure to the stock market and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Index funds are a type of mutual fund that track a specific stock market index, such as the S&P 500. They are a low-cost and efficient way to invest in the stock market, as they provide broad exposure to the stock market and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Index funds are managed passively, meaning that they are not actively managed by a fund manager. Instead, they are designed to track the performance of the index they are based on. This means that they are not subject to the same risks as actively managed funds, such as the risk of a fund manager making poor investment decisions. Index funds are also a cost-effective way to invest, as they typically have lower fees than actively managed funds. This means that more of your money is invested in the stock market, rather than going to pay for fees. Additionally, index funds are tax-efficient, as they tend to have lower turnover than actively managed funds, which can result in lower capital gains taxes. Overall, investing in index funds is a low-cost and efficient way to invest in the stock market. They provide broad exposure to the stock market and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Additionally, they are cost-effective and tax-efficient, making them an attractive option for many investors. Main idea number 4. Investing in individual stocks carries more risk than investing in index funds. Idea summary: investing in individual stocks carries more risk than investing in index funds. This is because individual stocks are more volatile and can be more difficult to predict. Investing in individual stocks carries more risk than investing in index funds. This is because individual stocks are more volatile and can be more difficult to predict. When investing in individual stocks, investors are exposed to the risk of a single company's performance. If the company's stock price falls, the investor's portfolio will suffer. On the other hand, index funds are diversified investments that track a broad market index, such as the S&P 500. This means that the investor's portfolio is not as exposed to the risk of a single company's performance. Additionally, index funds are passively managed, meaning that the investor does not have to actively manage the portfolio. This can help to reduce the risk associated with investing in individual stocks. Investing in individual stocks also carries the risk of liquidity. This means that it can be difficult to sell the stock quickly if the investor needs to access their funds. This is because the stock may not have a large number of buyers, which can make it difficult to find a buyer for the stock. On the other hand, index funds are more liquid, as they are traded on exchanges and can be bought and sold quickly. Overall, investing in individual stocks carries more risk than investing in index funds. This is because individual stocks are more volatile and can be more difficult to predict. Additionally, individual stocks are less liquid than index funds, making it more difficult to access funds quickly. Therefore, investors should consider the risks associated with investing in individual stocks before making any decisions. Main idea number 5. Investing in mutual funds can be a good way to diversify your portfolio. Idea summary: mutual funds are a good way to diversify your portfolio. They provide exposure to a variety of different asset classes and can be a great way to reduce risk and maximize returns. Investing in mutual funds can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Mutual funds are a type of investment vehicle that pools money from many investors and invests it in a variety of different asset classes. This allows investors to gain exposure to a variety of different asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, and commodities, without having to purchase each asset individually. By diversifying your portfolio, you can reduce risk and maximize returns. According to Burton G. Malkiel, author of A Random Walk Down Wall Street, The Time-Tested Strategy for Successful Investing, mutual funds are a great way to diversify your portfolio. He states that mutual funds provide a way to spread your risk among a variety of different investments, and they can be a great way to reduce risk and maximize returns. By investing in mutual funds, you can gain exposure to a variety of different asset classes without having to purchase each asset individually. Investing in mutual funds can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and reduce risk. By investing in a variety of different asset classes, you can maximize returns and reduce risk. Investing in mutual funds can be a great way to get started in investing and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Main idea number 6. Investing in bonds can provide a steady stream of income. Idea summary: investing in bonds can provide a steady stream of income. Bonds are a low-risk investment and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and generate income. Investing in bonds can provide a steady stream of income. Bonds are a type of debt security that are issued by governments and corporations. When you purchase a bond, you are essentially lending money to the issuer in exchange for a fixed rate of interest over a specified period of time. The interest payments are usually paid out on a regular basis, providing a steady stream of income. Bonds are generally considered to be a low-risk investment, as they are backed by the issuer and are less volatile than stocks. Investing in bonds can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and generate income. In his book A Random Walk Down Wall Street, The Time-Tested Strategy for Successful Investing, Burton G. Malkiel explains that bonds can be a great way to generate income and reduce risk. He states that bonds are a good way to diversify a portfolio and provide a steady stream of income. He also notes that bonds are generally less volatile than stocks, making them a good choice for those who are looking for a more conservative approach to investing. Overall, investing in bonds can be a great way to generate a steady stream of income and reduce risk. Bonds are a low-risk investment and can provide a great way to diversify your portfolio and generate income. By understanding the basics of bonds and how they work, you can make an informed decision about whether or not they are right for you. Main idea number 7. Investing in real estate can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Idea summary: investing in real estate can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Real estate can provide a steady stream of income and can be a great way to build wealth over the long term. Investing in real estate can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Real estate can provide a steady stream of income and can be a great way to build wealth over the long term. Real estate investments can be made in a variety of ways, such as buying a rental property, investing in a REIT, or flipping houses. Each of these strategies has its own advantages and disadvantages, so it is important to do your research and understand the risks and rewards associated with each option. Real estate investments can also be used to hedge against inflation. As the cost of living increases, the value of real estate tends to increase as well. This can help protect your investments from the effects of inflation. Additionally, real estate investments can provide tax benefits, such as deductions for mortgage interest and property taxes. Real estate investments can also be a great way to diversify your portfolio. By investing in different types of real estate, you can spread your risk across different asset classes and reduce your overall risk. Additionally, real estate investments can provide a steady stream of income, which can be used to supplement your other investments. Overall, investing in real estate can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and build wealth over the long term. It is important to do your research and understand the risks and rewards associated with each type of real estate investment before making any decisions. Main idea number 8. Investing in commodities can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Idea summary: investing in commodities can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Commodities can provide exposure to different markets and can be a great way to hedge against inflation. Investing in commodities can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Commodities are physical goods such as oil, gold, and wheat, and they can provide exposure to different markets than stocks and bonds. Investing in commodities can be a great way to hedge against inflation, as commodities tend to increase in value when inflation rises. Additionally, commodities can provide a hedge against currency fluctuations, as commodities are priced in dollars and can be a good way to protect against a weakening dollar. Commodities can also provide a way to diversify your portfolio geographically. Investing in commodities from different countries can provide exposure to different economies and can help to reduce risk. Additionally, commodities can provide a way to diversify across different sectors, as commodities can be used in a variety of industries. When investing in commodities, it is important to understand the risks associated with the investment. Commodities can be volatile and can be subject to supply and demand fluctuations. Additionally, commodities can be subject to political and economic events, which can affect their prices. It is important to do your research and understand the risks associated with investing in commodities before investing. Main idea number 9. Investing in foreign markets can provide diversification and potential returns. Idea summary: investing in foreign markets can provide diversification and potential returns. Investing in foreign markets can provide exposure to different markets and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Investing in foreign markets can provide diversification and potential returns. By investing in foreign markets, investors can gain exposure to different markets and economic conditions, which can help to reduce risk and increase potential returns. Investing in foreign markets can also provide access to different currencies, which can help to hedge against currency fluctuations. Additionally, investing in foreign markets can provide access to different industries and sectors, which can help to diversify a portfolio and reduce risk. When investing in foreign markets, it is important to understand the risks associated with investing in different countries. Different countries have different economic and political conditions, which can affect the performance of investments. Additionally, foreign markets may be subject to different regulations and taxes, which can affect the returns of investments. It is important to research the different markets and understand the risks associated with investing in them before investing. Overall, investing in foreign markets can provide diversification and potential returns. By investing in different markets, investors can gain exposure to different markets and economic conditions, which can help to reduce risk and increase potential returns. However, it is important to understand the risks associated with investing in different countries before investing. Main idea number 10. Investing in alternative investments can provide diversification and potential returns. Idea summary: investing in alternative investments can provide diversification and potential returns. Alternative investments can provide exposure to different markets and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Alternative investments can provide investors with a way to diversify their portfolios and potentially increase returns. These investments can include real estate, commodities, hedge funds, private equity, and venture capital. By investing in these alternative investments, investors can gain exposure to different markets and asset classes that may not be available through traditional investments. Additionally, these investments can provide investors with the potential for higher returns than traditional investments, as well as the potential for lower risk. Investing in alternative investments can be a great way to diversify a portfolio and potentially increase returns. However, it is important to understand the risks associated with these investments, as they can be more volatile than traditional investments. Additionally, investors should be aware of the fees associated with these investments, as they can be higher than traditional investments. It is also important to research the investment thoroughly before investing, as there may be additional risks associated with the investment that are not immediately apparent. Overall, investing in alternative investments can be a great way to diversify a portfolio and potentially increase returns. However, it is important to understand the risks associated with these investments and to research the investment thoroughly before investing. By doing so, investors can ensure that they are making an informed decision and that they are investing in a way that is best suited to their individual needs and goals. Main idea number 11. Investing in ETFs can provide diversification and potential returns. Idea summary: investing in ETFs can provide diversification and potential returns. ETFs provide exposure to different markets and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Investing in ETFs can provide diversification and potential returns. ETFs are a type of investment fund that tracks a particular index, such as the S&P 500, and trades on a stock exchange. ETFs provide exposure to different markets and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. By investing in ETFs, you can gain exposure to a variety of different markets and asset classes, such as stocks, bonds, commodities, and currencies. This diversification can help reduce risk and increase potential returns. Additionally, ETFs are typically more cost-effective than mutual funds, as they have lower management fees and trading costs. ETFs can also be used to gain exposure to specific sectors or industries. For example, if you wanted to invest in the technology sector, you could purchase an ETF that tracks the technology sector. This would provide you with exposure to a variety of different technology companies without having to purchase individual stocks. Additionally, ETFs can be used to gain exposure to international markets, which can provide diversification and potential returns. Overall, investing in ETFs can provide diversification and potential returns. ETFs are a cost-effective way to gain exposure to different markets and asset classes, and can be used to gain exposure to specific sectors or industries. By investing in ETFs, you can reduce risk and increase potential returns. Main idea number 12. Investing in options can provide diversification and potential returns. Idea summary: investing in options can provide diversification and potential returns. Options provide exposure to different markets and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Options provide investors with the opportunity to diversify their portfolios and potentially increase their returns. Options are contracts that give the holder the right, but not the obligation, to buy or sell an underlying asset at a predetermined price. Options can be used to hedge against market volatility, as well as to speculate on the direction of the market. By investing in options, investors can gain exposure to different markets and asset classes, which can help to reduce risk and increase potential returns. Options can be used to create a variety of strategies, such as covered calls, protective puts, and straddles. Covered calls involve selling call options on a stock that you already own, while protective puts involve buying put options on a stock that you own. Straddles involve buying both call and put options on the same stock. These strategies can be used to generate income, hedge against losses, and speculate on the direction of the market. Options can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and potentially increase your returns. However, it is important to understand the risks associated with options trading before investing. Options can be risky, and it is important to understand the potential rewards and risks before investing. Main idea number 13. Investing in futures can provide diversification and potential returns. Idea summary: investing in futures can provide diversification and potential returns. Futures provide exposure to different markets and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Investing in futures can provide diversification and potential returns. Futures are contracts that allow investors to buy or sell a certain asset at a predetermined price at a future date. By investing in futures, investors can gain exposure to different markets and asset classes, which can help to diversify their portfolios. Additionally, futures can provide potential returns if the price of the underlying asset moves in the direction that the investor expects. Futures can be used to hedge against risk, as well as to speculate on the direction of the market. By hedging, investors can protect their portfolios from losses due to market volatility. Speculating on the direction of the market can also provide potential returns, but it is important to remember that there is always the risk of loss. It is important to understand the risks associated with investing in futures before investing. Futures are complex instruments and can be difficult to understand. Additionally, there are fees and commissions associated with trading futures, which can reduce potential returns. Therefore, it is important to do your research and understand the risks before investing in futures. Main idea number 14. Investing in currencies can provide diversification and potential returns. Idea summary: investing in currencies can provide diversification and potential returns. Currencies provide exposure to different markets and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Investing in currencies can provide diversification and potential returns. By investing in different currencies, investors can gain exposure to different markets and economies, which can help to reduce risk and increase potential returns. Currencies can also be used to hedge against inflation and other economic risks. Additionally, investing in currencies can provide investors with access to markets that may not be available through traditional investments. For example, investing in emerging markets currencies can provide investors with access to markets that may not be available through traditional investments. Investing in currencies can also provide investors with the opportunity to take advantage of short-term market movements. By investing in currencies, investors can take advantage of short-term market movements and capitalize on potential gains. Additionally, investing in currencies can provide investors with the opportunity to diversify their portfolios and gain exposure to different markets and economies. This can help to reduce risk and increase potential returns. Overall, investing in currencies can provide diversification and potential returns. By investing in different currencies, investors can gain exposure to different markets and economies, which can help to reduce risk and increase potential returns. Additionally, investing in currencies can provide investors with access to markets that may not be available through traditional investments, as well as the opportunity to take advantage of short-term market movements. Therefore, investing in currencies can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and potentially increase returns. Main idea number 15. Investing in precious metals can provide diversification and potential returns. Idea summary: investing in precious metals can provide diversification and potential returns. Precious metals provide exposure to different markets and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Investing in precious metals can provide diversification and potential returns. Precious metals, such as gold, silver, and platinum, are tangible assets that can be held in physical form or through exchange-traded funds, ETFs. They provide exposure to different markets and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Precious metals can be used as a hedge against inflation and currency devaluation, and can provide a safe haven in times of economic uncertainty. They can also provide potential returns, as their prices can increase when demand is high and supply is low. When investing in precious metals, it is important to understand the risks involved. Prices can be volatile and can be affected by a variety of factors, including global economic conditions, political events, and supply and demand. It is also important to understand the costs associated with investing in precious metals, such as storage fees and transaction costs. Overall, investing in precious metals can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and potentially generate returns. It is important to understand the risks and costs associated with investing in precious metals, and to do your research before investing. Main idea number 16. Investing in collectibles can provide diversification and potential returns. Idea summary: investing in collectibles can provide diversification and potential returns. Collectibles provide exposure to different markets and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Investing in collectibles can provide diversification and potential returns. Collectibles are items that are bought and sold for their rarity, historical significance, or aesthetic value. Examples of collectibles include coins, stamps, antiques, art, and memorabilia. Investing in collectibles can provide exposure to different markets and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Collectibles can be a great way to diversify your portfolio because they are not correlated to the stock market. This means that when the stock market is down, collectibles may still be up. Investing in collectibles can also provide potential returns. The value of collectibles can increase over time, and some collectibles can be sold for a profit. However, investing in collectibles can be risky. It is important to do your research and understand the market before investing in collectibles. It is also important to remember that the value of collectibles can go down as well as up. Investing in collectibles should be done with caution and with an understanding of the risks involved. Main idea number 17. Investing in derivatives can provide diversification and potential returns. Idea summary: investing in derivatives can provide diversification and potential returns. Derivatives provide exposure to different markets and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Investing in derivatives can provide diversification and potential returns. Derivatives are financial instruments whose value is derived from the value of an underlying asset, such as stocks, bonds, commodities, or currencies. By investing in derivatives, investors can gain exposure to different markets and asset classes, which can help to diversify their portfolios. Derivatives can also provide potential returns, as they can be used to speculate on the direction of the underlying asset or to hedge against losses. In his book A Random Walk Down Wall Street: The Time-Tested Strategy for Successful Investing, Burton G. Malkiel explains that derivatives can be used to reduce risk and increase returns. He states that derivatives can be used to hedge against losses, as they can be used to offset losses in other investments. Additionally, derivatives can be used to speculate on the direction of the underlying asset, which can provide potential returns. Overall, investing in derivatives can provide diversification and potential returns. By investing in derivatives, investors can gain exposure to different markets and asset classes, which can help to diversify their portfolios. Additionally, derivatives can be used to speculate on the direction of the underlying asset, which can provide potential returns. Main idea number 18. Investing in hedge funds can provide diversification and potential returns. Idea summary: investing in hedge funds can provide diversification and potential returns. Hedge funds provide exposure to different markets and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Investing in hedge funds can provide diversification and potential returns. Hedge funds are a type of investment fund that pools money from investors and invests in a variety of assets, such as stocks, bonds, commodities, and derivatives. Hedge funds are typically managed by professional money managers who use sophisticated strategies to try to generate returns that are higher than the market average. By investing in a hedge fund, investors can gain exposure to different markets and asset classes, which can help to diversify their portfolios and reduce risk. Additionally, hedge funds can provide potential returns that are higher than the market average, which can help to increase overall returns. Hedge funds can be a great way to diversify a portfolio, but they also come with some risks. Hedge funds are typically more expensive than other types of investments, and they often have higher minimum investment requirements. Additionally, hedge funds are not regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission, so investors should be sure to do their due diligence before investing in a hedge fund. Finally, hedge funds can be more volatile than other investments, so investors should be prepared for the potential of losses. Main idea number 19. Investing in private equity can provide diversification and potential returns. Idea summary: investing in private equity can provide diversification and potential returns. Private equity provides exposure to different markets and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Investing in private equity can provide diversification and potential returns. Private equity investments are typically made in companies that are not publicly traded, and they can provide investors with access to markets and opportunities that are not available through traditional investments. Private equity investments can also provide investors with the potential for higher returns than those available through public markets. Private equity investments can be a great way to diversify a portfolio, as they provide exposure to different markets and can help to reduce risk. Private equity investments can be made in a variety of ways, including venture capital, buyouts, and mezzanine financing. Venture capital investments are typically made in early-stage companies that have the potential for high growth. Buyouts involve the purchase of a company or a portion of a company, and mezzanine financing involves the purchase of debt or equity in a company. Each of these types of investments can provide investors with the potential for higher returns than those available through public markets. Private equity investments can also provide investors with access to markets and opportunities that are not available through traditional investments. Private equity investments can provide investors with access to markets that are not accessible through public markets, such as emerging markets or distressed companies. Private equity investments can also provide investors with access to opportunities that are not available through public markets, such as the ability to invest in companies that are not yet publicly traded. Investing in private equity can provide diversification and potential returns. Private equity investments can provide investors with access to markets and opportunities that are not available through traditional investments, and they can provide investors with the potential for higher returns than those available through public markets. Private equity investments can be a great way to diversify a portfolio, as they provide exposure to different markets and can help to reduce risk. Main idea number 20. Investing in venture capital can provide diversification and potential returns. Idea summary: investing in venture capital can provide diversification and potential returns. Venture capital provides exposure to different markets and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Venture capital is a form of private equity that is invested in early-stage companies with high growth potential. It is a risky form of investing, but it can provide investors with the potential for high returns. Investing in venture capital can provide diversification and potential returns. It can provide exposure to different markets and can be a great way to diversify your portfolio. Venture capital investments can be made in a variety of industries, including technology, healthcare, and consumer products. Investing in venture capital can also provide access to new and innovative products and services that may not be available through traditional investments. Venture capital investments can be made through venture capital firms, angel investors, or crowdfunding platforms. Venture capital firms typically invest in companies that have a high potential for growth and are willing to take on more risk. Angel investors are typically wealthy individuals who invest in early-stage companies. Crowdfunding platforms allow investors to invest in companies that are raising capital. Investing in venture capital can be a great way to diversify your portfolio and potentially earn higher returns. However, it is important to understand the risks associated with venture capital investments and to do your research before investing. It is also important to understand the tax implications of investing in venture capital and to consult with a financial advisor before making any investments.